This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
Hello.
Hello.
It's a cracking start. I'm Ella.
I was going to say, you should probably introduce who we are and what we're doing here.
No, we don't need it. We're legends. That's all it is. Third year. We're not even third years now. We're master student. Yeah. We're so excited about carrying on with the URN Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, that we've decided to take a master's.
It's literally
the only reason. I'm Ella. She's Abby.
Hello.
PR Abby is your jumper.
Indeed.
Informs everyone.
My full title.
Yeah. Remind people, whether they are our new listeners or indeed old listeners, why are you PR Abby?
I'm PR Abby because I run the Twitter account, which you can find at Showtime URN, and I will be live tweeting the show as I do every week, and sometimes I also tweet intermittently between those times.
I just stand here and nod and then like dance to music, whereas Abby actually does things.
Well, I've decided to become slightly more professional this year.
Whereas I've decided to not be professional at all.
No, you've gone mental today. You've gone very...
It's been a very long day. It involved a sombrero.
Yeah.
It was interesting. So we are the one and only musical theatre show here at University Radio Nottingham. Full title, because it's the beginning of the year. And basically what we're going to be doing tonight is taking you through our summer, but in musical theatre form. Ooh. Basically what happened is term ended in June, and then like 4 days later, we went to see Showtime favourite, The Addams Family. We'd basically been going on about it all year, because it was coming to Nottingham on its UK tour. And we finally went to see it. And thoughts?
I enjoyed it a lot. I didn't quite know what to expect. Like, if you know The Addams Family, you kind of vaguely know what it's going to look like and how it's going to act. I really, really loved Gomez.
Karen Blakely, who played Gomez Addams, was so good.
But so much, it's so much into the character, which it needs to
yeah.
really work. But, like, it was so...
Because this is the character that... was originated by musical theatre god Nathan Lane.
Yeah.
And I felt like he was really channeling Nathan Lane.
Very much so.
Not that Nathan Lane... It sounds like Nathan Lane's dead. He's not. But he had the spirit of Nathan Lane in him. It was good.
It was really good.
Yeah, the one problem I think we have with The Addams Family is... So we've talked about the show quite a lot.
Just a little bit.
On Showtime, mainly because of Nathan Lane. And there's one song in particular that we tend to play because Nathan Lane says some words in a particular way. Chocolate. You must love chocolate. Say you do. Say. Like that. Or what's better than singing?
Singing and dancing.
It goes on. Yeah. So there's this song called Let's Not Talk About Anything Else But Love, which it's become like a cult favourite on Showtime. Yeah. And it's not in...
It's not in the touring version.
It's only in the Broadway version.
We sat and waited. And it was a great show. And I had a lovely time. But then we finished. And we were like... Hang on.
We're like, hang on. There was a bit missing there.
I haven't done the song.
So it was a real shame. Because actually, as like Cameron Blakely was so good. He really really captured...
I think he would have done it amazingly.
Yeah, he captured Nathan Lane so well that he would have done such a good job of that sort of just those lines. But alas, it wasn't to be. So we were really upset. But nevertheless, it was a really good show. And one of the things I really like about it is that it kind of encapsulates a lot of different genres, and there's no song that shows that better than the opening number, When You're in Addams. When You're in Addams from The Addams Family.
Yay.
It is a really good show. And obviously, as we said multiple times, the original Broadway cast featured Nathan Lane. You heard him just there as Gomez Addams. And it's time. It's time for first segue of the year.
Way!
You'll get used to it. Nathan Lane, as I said, is one of the biggest and best names in American musical theatre. But he's possibly
in the world, I would argue.
I just love him. He features so heavily in our SRA entry.
To be honest, he gets an attribute. It's Ella, Pierre Abbey and Nathan Lane.
Yeah. He's like a third member of the show, him and Laura Benanti, when she decides to pop up. It's a long story. But as I say, he's probably best known outside the world of musical theatre for playing Timon in Disney's The Lion King. Which point I'm going to hand over to Abby.
Hi. I thought you were going to say something afterwards.
I mean, for people at home, I did a hand gesture.
Yeah.
Abby, you went to see The Lion King, did you not?
I did. It was my first ever West End show.
Was it really?
Yeah. And I hit out the park.
I didn't mean to sound so excited.
Well, it's an exciting thing. One, we get to see The Lion King, and then the second one I get to see is Hamilton. I think I'm doing pretty well on the big names here.
Yeah.
But yes, it was my sister's 18th birthday at the end of August, and so we went down to go see The Lion King at the Lyceum Theatre, and it was amazing. Don't know why I said it like that,
because it's so amazing.
Still stands. The costuming, I think, alone was fantastic. There's the opening number, Circle of Life, and suddenly they're essentially on stilts. People wandering up and down the aisles is like elephants and giraffes and things. My mum really wants one of the giraffes in a later song. They essentially look like children's toys. They're like weird tent things with huge giraffe heads, and she really wants one.
I'll send some email. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, please do. And it was just really good. And one of the scenes that we talked about the most was the stampede scene.
The stampede scene is so good.
The technical mastery that goes into that was just it was just amazing.
Because it's got, like, for anyone who hasn't seen it, like sort of wheels that go around with puppets of
buffalo
on them, and then as it goes they rotate, and then another one comes up in front, and then another one comes up in front, but gradually, so it looks like they're moving forward. It's so amazing to watch.
It's one of those things that you sit there and you just go, I kind of want to be able to do that somehow. I just want to, like, throw everything away and learn theatre.
As opposed to, I'd love to be a buffalo.
Yeah, I'd love to be a buffalo in The Lion King. Please send some emails and find out if that's possible.
You know, like, I'll get in touch with the Lyceum Theatre and be like, hey guys, showtime here.
Old friends.
Your fam.
Hey.
But yeah, so we wanted to play something from the show, obviously. Yes. And we were discussing it sort of briefly yesterday. And you're like, oh, I realise you probably want to do something that isn't in the film, because I'm kind of a stickler.
Yeah.
Although we play movie musicals on the show, we've got a couple coming up later. I do like, if we have the chance to play something that maybe people won't know as much.
Yeah, and there's a couple of songs in The Lion King musical that they've either changed bits, or they've, like, added bits on and all that kind of stuff, or they're just totally new songs themselves, which is
so I was going to do a song called He Lives in You, because I really like that, particularly how it builds at the end.
Yeah.
Really bothers me, because there's one that's called They Live in You, and then there's He Lives in You brackets reprise, and it's not a reprise, it's a different song, because it's called that's not the point. The point is, we've never played Hakuna Matata,
which is something of an oversight.
I know, I can't believe that of all the songs we've played from The Lion King on the show, we've never played Hakuna Matata. So guys, we're going to play Hakuna Matata.
Of course.
From The Lion King. This is Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
So while Abby was seeing The Lion King in London, I was back up in Lincoln seeing Jekyll and Hyde.
Ooh.
Which is yet another favourite on Showtime. It was by the same people who did Jesus Christ Superstar at Lincoln Cathedral 2 years ago, and then the year after. And then basically it's produced, directed, and then stars the same guy called Ben Paul, who's amazing. And features a cast of over 200 volunteers from the Lincoln area. It was a lot of people, and I'm really torn about whether that was a good thing or not, because when the ensemble came out and it was such a big group of people, it was absolutely amazing, and the sound really hit you, and obviously you're in the cathedral, so it's a dramatic setting anyway, and they did really well. But then there were certain songs, like Facade, which we're going to play, which really work well with a bit of light and shade. And so having like 200 people all sing this same, like, all together.
Yeah.
I found that, like, I missed the up and downs a bit. But at the same time, you can't do Jekyll and Hyde badly, and I love it.
No.
I love it so much, Abby.
I believe we mentioned this on the show as well previously.
Oh, it's just so good. A guy called Frank Wildhorn wrote all the music, and the music genuinely is stunning. It's got a real gothic feel to it, which I don't know how you can capture in music, but he does it.
It fits the style of what you would expect Jekyll and Hyde so well. Like, it didn't go to musical theatre with it, but it is dramatic enough that it's very musical theatre at the same time.
And the violins are so good throughout the show. And hopefully that'll come across here. This is sort of the opening chorus number. There's a brief bit before it, but then Jekyll and Hyde really gets going when this song begins and the violins start playing and it all tenses and they go, ooh, dramatic. It's generally one of my favourite songs. I played it on the first ever Showtime. I did.
Oh,
back in like October 2015. So long ago. As a child. Just, you can really, really tell how I've progressed since that time. Without further ado, this is Facade from Jekyll and Hyde. The last time we saw each other before uni started, I assume you remember this, Abby, it's when we travelled down southward bound to visit the Warner Brothers studio
tour. Indeed.
So it's either making of Harry Potter.
Yes.
You may think that this doesn't link to anything to do with musical theatre.
No.
And you would be correct. This is where the tenuous links come in.
Ooh.
Exciting stuff. Because although there's no official Harry Potter musical, there's what may be called an unofficial Harry Potter musical. In fact, three musicals, and they're brilliant.
Yes.
So good.
I wouldn't say it's quite niche, because there is quite a large fan base to go with them, but also if you... It's one of those, if you know about it, you know about it.
So basically, there's this theatre company called Starkid, which was founded by Darren Criss of Glee fame and various other people at the University of Michigan. And they've done various shows across the years and uploaded them on YouTube, but they're sort of the biggest hits were their parodies of the Harry Potter series. The first was a Harry Potter musical back in 2009, followed by a Harry Potter sequel the following year. And then there's a Harry Potter senior year in 2012, but we don't talk about that one because...
No.
And they are genuinely so good. If you haven't already seen them, like, just take a few hours and just sit and watch them on YouTube, because they're so good. So many brilliant quotes, brilliant songs. And then if you do know them, you can then watch Potion Master's Corner, and you can watch Joe Moses as Snape interview the guy who plays Voldemort. And I rewatched it this morning three times.
Do you want me to say the line?
No. I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
Yeah.
I laughed as much every time.
It's
watching
amazing.
It's so good. So these musicals kind of became an instant cult classic, and I thought because we went to see The Making of Harry Potter, we'd play something from the Harry Potter musicals, because they're so good, we love them. And we were going to play it back to Hogwarts, which is the opening number from the first show. It basically just lays out everything you need to know about Harry Potter, but it's like 10 minutes long and we don't have time for that.
Sorry.
So we're going to play my favourite song from the second musical. It's called No Way, and it comes in the second act of the show, kind of when everything's going horribly wrong and all the good guys are ready to give up. But Harry uses this song. I want to take note here, certain people. Harry uses this song to inspire them all to keep fighting against the evil teacher who's just taken over the school. This is No Way. Over the summer, my family abandoned me and went to Wales. And I slowly went mad.
Yep.
And I resorted to just watching Netflix.
Yeah.
Essentially. White Collar was a godsend. But then I discovered that the musical Rent, the 2005 movie version, had been put on Netflix for the first time. And I've never seen the film all the way through.
Got very excited text about
it. So I was like, you know what? I'm so happy about this. I'm going to watch it. And there's one song, because I've seen the beginning.
Yeah.
And I've seen the end.
Yeah.
Never seen the middle.
Ooh.
And there's a song in the middle that I just like, this is a great song. I love it. I've had it in my head for weeks after watching it, and that's basically what we're going to play. Because what I love about Rent, the problem with the movie version of Rent is there's a lot of people like, oh, it's too different from the musical. Like, they have taken out a lot of bits. There are entire songs that have been reduced to sort of two lines of dialogue, and the character of Mark doesn't get as much development as he should. But you've got nearly all of the entire Broadway cast.
Yeah.
Reprising their roles,
which
with like
helps.
A few changes, and then the songs that they do perform are so good. And when you've got Anthony Rapp and Adam Pascal singing this song together just like they did on Broadway, and I've seen them do versions like more recently, and it's still exactly the same, they still capture it, and they know each other so well, and they know the song so well, that it's just it's a thing of beauty. It simply can't go wrong. So from Rent, this is What You Own.
Ella's a little bit out of breath. There was a lot of air drumming going on. She also may have injured her finger.
Yeah.
wacky on the desk.
I suffer for this craft. I'm really out of breath from singing along to all of that and not being quite able to hit the notes that Adam Pascoe does.
And yet tried.
Yeah.
We are not quitters.
Failed.
At your end showtime.
Chicago I'll be better at.
Yeah.
Because I'm so out of breath, we're going to move swiftly on. The next song comes from a show we were meant to see on the 9th of September. Basically, my brother is a big Madness fan. Not of, like, this nonsense, but the actual band. And maybe he likes this as well. Who knows? And we were going to see Our House, the Madness musical. He really likes this show. And it was touring for the first time in ages. And it was coming to Skegness in Lincolnshire. So I bought him tickets for his birthday. And then a few weeks before the show, they cancelled the run in Skegness.
No!
And we were really upset. We've still got the DVD version from when they recorded it in 2002, when it opened in the West End. And oh, it's just a really good show. I mentioned it briefly before that there's a character called Joe Casey who makes a decision on his 16th birthday and it ends up splitting his lives, and then you follow the two versions of his lives from that. So especially for Jake, because he didn't actually get to see Our House from Our House. This is Our House. Fun fact. I like to show off the most ridiculous random knowledge on this show. It's the only thing I've got. Michael Gibson, who played Joe Casey in that production that you just heard there, as I said, was nominated for an Olivier for it, will actually be originating the role of King George III in Hamilton when it opens.
Ooh,
in London.
Exciting.
Also, he's married to Michael Sheen's cousin, which,
even
if
you're
interested... Who says I don't have random knowledge?
We definitely provide you with all the information you could ever
all
want to know.
Now, our penultimate song of the evening comes from another film version of a musical, and this time it's Chicago, which was released back in 2002. It's the first movie musical I really remember watching, and I like watching it now as an adult. I make sense as a person.
Oh. This explains a lot.
Formative years, yeah. It's based on the show by Bob Fosse and Fred Ebb, which in itself is based on the play by Maureen Dallas Watkins. I didn't know it was a play. No. IMDb tells you everything.
Indeed.
The film stars a whole host of famous names, including Renee Zellweger, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Richard Gere, Queen Latifah, John C. Reilly. And there's famously like a load of people who were offered roles in it who turned them down.
Oh.
And they were like, no, I deeply regret that. Like Hugh Jackman was meant to be playing Billy Flynn.
Oh, wow.
Deeply regrets
Sorry.
It. Also, fun fact, Rob Marshall, who directed and choreographed Chicago the film, mm-hmm. Only did he was brought in by Miramax to have an interview about directing Rent.
Oh.
He went to the interview and was like, okay, yeah, good idea. I've got a pitch. Chicago, but like as the musical in Roxy's mind. They're like, oh my gosh, that's a brilliant idea. Forget Rent. We'll do this. And then obviously ended up doing Rent a few years later.
Yeah.
But I just love that.
That he was like, hi, I know I'm supposed to interview for a job, but what about this other job you could give me? Everyone should try it in an interview you have soon.
Random trivia. Also, first musical to win Best Picture Oscar since Oliver in 1968. Ooh. Anyway, okay. We are going to play a song from
yeah.
it. This is the song I ended up having in my head after watching the film, and it's a brilliant song to Charleston too. Georgia and Giovanni did it on Strictly in 2015, I think, and it's one of the best jazz instrumentals I know. So this is Nowadays / Hot Honey Rag from Chicago. Renee Zellweger and Catherine Zeta-Jones there with Nowadays / Hot Honey Rag from Chicago. Oh.
Ellen now needs to lie down.
Really do. Anyway, we have to say goodnight.
Aww.
We're back next week. Get in touch with us at any point during the week. You can find us on Twitter at ShowtimeURN or on Facebook at URN Showtime. You can make your requests, shout outs, all that jazz on social media.
See what you did there.
I'm so out of breath. Now we began tonight's show with a song from the Addams Family, and we may have mentioned that there's one particular song that's become an absolute staple on Showtime whenever we mention the Addams Family. And I always say start as you mean to go on, so whether you're a regular listener or brand new, this is specially for you. We'll see you at the same time next week. For now though, let's not talk about anything else but love.
Can't we talk about anything else but love? This
is URN Showtime Breakdown.